Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned into Big Exclusives.
Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel now.
Now, welcome your host, Valerie Denise Jones.
Okay. It's Sunday. You guys are not used to listening to me on Sunday. I appreciate the people who have already joined us in the chat room. Thank you so much. Today is somewhat of a closed session. I needed to get some information from these wonderful people so that, we can just promote properly. I'm doing some big things in 2019, so I want to make sure that every effort is done right. Everything counts. And I've got the colonel in the building, the one and only Raymond Dickerson, to make sure that I do. So he'll be joining us towards the end of today's interview. Again, welcome. Thank you so much. This is a big exclusive, a special edition. I am Valerie Denise Jones. The number that should already be locked in your phone is 929-477-1167. Again, 929-477-1167. And like the audio suggested, please, after the show or whenever you hear the show, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, please make it your business to share this episode on your social media and tell a friend who will tell a friend, because we definitely love your support. Because of you, we are now broadcasting in over 11 different countries, and we hope to continue growing. But big shout out, I love you to life. Thank you so much for that. All right, so we're going to do something a little different. Normally, still, you would hear a commercial, but instead, I just want to spend some intimate time with Freddie and Elle, and that's what we're going to do. So we're going to just jump right into it. We still will give some sound bites just for special effects, but we're just going to have a nice little intimate party, just the three of us, before we bring in Mr. Dickerson. So, I am reading some notes here because I find these guys to be very, very interesting people, which is why I wanted to start off my new launch with them. They've got a voice that actually shifts seamlessly between, I would say, melodic R&B and some humor, because some of the lines make me laugh, make me smile, make me feel all giddy inside. We'll talk about that with them. But, yeah, in my opinion, today's guest is taking millennial music to a whole nother level. They're still young, still making waves, still doing their own thing. I appreciate that. I absolutely applaud the fact that they're from Duval. Can't spell Duval without V-A-L. That was my corny little joke, but it worked for me when I lived in Jacksonville. It was a nice little pickup line. Helped me make friends and twins and everything, right? But anyway, Chosen Records is an independent label started by two individuals by the names of Freddie B and Al Merlot. With their label on the rise, they have three to the roster. Imagine with an E, Peso, P-E-S, with the dollar sign O, D, and Solo. And together they created a dynamic team, which has become a force to reckon with. So, without further ado, what I would love to do at this time is to definitely welcome these beautiful people in. Welcome, Al and Freddie B to the show. Definitely want to give you an applause. Thank you.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for having us.
Thank you,
yes,
Valerie.
Yes, of course.
It's been great.
Thank you. Yes, and big shout out to Nate before I forget. Nate Campbell, always doing it big over there in Duval County, so I appreciate him too for the intro. But yeah, I did ask you to submit some talking points. I wanted to definitely, like I said, delve a little deeper down the rabbit hole than we did when we had you on the show before. So hope you don't mind how I'm about to invade your space, but I want to know a few things. A few things that I think our millennial audience would like to know. Some things, of course, traditional questions, because they need to know about your style, how you got started, those sort of things. But I also want to ask you a few very innocent dirty laundry questions, like what happens when you're out in shows. Wait, I forgot, one of you can't talk that way, can you? Who's always in your background? So I'll be gentle.
That's me.
Yeah, but let's first start off. Let's do some housekeeping, if you guys don't mind. Tell us who you are, and while doing that, describe your music style to us.
All right, we're Chosen One Records. I'm Al Merlot. That's Freddie B. We are the founders of this record label that we have pretty much come to take. You know, the old school.
You're a little muffled, Freddie. Freddie, you're just a little muffled. Can you readjust your mic for me?
Yes. Hello. Check.
Check. Check, check, check. Yeah. Okay. Let's try it again. What was the answer? I'm sorry.
I said Chosen One Records is a group full of pretty much about five young men right now working to pretty much blend the old style with our new style of music and just give you guys something authentic, you know, fun to listen to. You know, a lot of our music easy listening, some of it can be for the older crowds, but we all together, we're just trying to make music for everybody.
Okay, all right. And that's Freddie B. What about you, Al?
Oh, that was Al Merlot. Freddie B is the one.
Oh, okay. He's muffled, so I can't tell the difference. Yeah, so I apologize. Yeah, so what about you then? And then I'll read a few lines from your bio because I want to make sure that they understand who he is.
This is Freddie B, Freddie Baby. I am an artist, a part of Chosen One Records, and the main goal of what we are trying to accomplish is music for everyone and something to be coined as legendary status, something that you will be able to label as a classic every time we try to create things for the airwaves.
All right. So let me just read a little, too, about your bio, from your bio. And Freddie B, again, from Jacksonville, Florida, is known as an artist, producer, songwriter, co-founder of Chosen. That's spelled very Chosen One. Very unique. CHO5. And there's a 3, an N, and a 1. Records. And I'll ask you about that in just a second. But Freddie B released a full EP called Pink Slip EP back in July 2018. Now he has quite the spread of features that have been released since then. His path being highlighted by the first single, Cotton Candy, which I wish I could play, but I will try to figure it out because I absolutely love the song, where he demonstrates his ability to melodically flow over beats and catch a listener's ear with his instrument-like voice. And then a little bit about Al is he is a producer, artist, engineer, songwriter, co-founder of the group, dreaming of becoming a well-known rapper for his smooth lyricism. He began his music journey early in life. He channeled his inner producer mentality and released his first self-titled project in July 2018. And since then, they've grown on to do a lot of grown folk stuff, including 35 Minutes, which, again, I will find a way to play that where we won't get flagged, because of copyright laws and issues. But, guys, again, thank you so much. I wanted to ask you about what is music for everyone? What does that mean? Just so we're clear.
All right. So, a lot of music nowadays, especially in the new pop lane,
it can be difficult to listen to for some people,
and a lot of our artists, we make pretty easy listening music, and then a few of them, they join along with the crowd. It's up to them, but we're very free minded with our music. We like to produce a lot of positivity with whatever we speak. We don't really like to really bring people down and praise the negatives that are in life. That's the main goal for
for the
whole reason why we like to make music for everybody.
Mhm. Okay. All right. And then where did you get the name? It's very, very unique. So can you tell us, you know, how that came about?
Chosen One pretty much came from how fast we all connected. You know, in such a short amount of time, we managed to realize that we make music pretty well together. And with that, we just came up with the fact that we were chosen to do this. So Chosen One was definitely a part of that. And then the numbers in between it, you know, hold dear to like us or me in particular, Al Merlot, you know, dealing with family. You know, another more so my grandfather who pretty much taught me that, you know, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. So, mm-hmm. you know, since then, I felt like that was one of our chosen mottos inside of this group, you know. And I feel like that we are a chosen group as well.
Now, do you guys find it difficult or has it not been difficult that people don't know how to spell it or don't know, you know, to replace numbers with letters?
Well, primarily it's just Chosen One, you know, so just for some people to know what it is. When you go to our website uh-huh. or our Instagram, we go by C1 Records to make it more easy for people to research us, you know?
Okay.
So in that case, that's where it makes it less annoying to kind of have to spell things out for people when they could just look up C1Records.net or C1 Records period and they'll be able to find us.
Right. Okay. And then as it relates to your music, I know you said you want music for everyone, but what genre do you consider your work?
So far, I consider my work primarily hip-hop. And then my secondary would be more so R&B or neo-indie type style, whereas Freddie B., he's more hip-hop and R&B. I think he's a solid mixture of both, and he's not afraid to go into the pop side at all. Or the jazz side, honestly. We're all pretty versatile artists. Like, we're very fearless with what we do. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, we've made pop music. We've made, you know, sort of dance music, just slow music, fast music. It's all just, you know, coming from only a small group of people, but at the same time, we feel like we can cover a lot of ground with what we do because we take so many risks.
Gotcha. Now, you do agree. There was a recent article about Jacquez. You guys heard about him where he claimed to be like the king of R&B. How do you guys feel about that when he said that?
I appreciate the confidence, man.
I definitely appreciate the confidence because I feel like every artist should have that type of confidence behind them in order to make sure that they make a staple for their name in this industry. However, I do feel as if Kelly would be the king of R&B just because it's where it all started. And you can't really replace somebody as influential as that type of figure way back when.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, and plus you got other R&B artists that I say, you know, might have the upper hand on them,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially, you know, if you want to talk numbers, talk skill level, you know, he's still growing. So, you know, I don't think he's the king yet, but,
yeah.
you know, I definitely appreciate that. Definitely appreciate that.
I can definitely appreciate the conversation because it definitely stimulated thought. It made you kind of question what you knew of R&B. And then there have been a lot of people who have chimed in. Most recent, Keith Sweat. You know, when Keith Sweat comes out of the darkness, you know something is up because you don't hardly hear
you.
From him.
Genuine. Like, the list goes on.
Right.
You can keep naming artists.
Like, I feel like there's a lot of R&B artists that are very, uh-huh. very, like, I feel like they're a lot more influential. He's definitely a leader of the millennials.
Music soul child.
The entire genre? No. I don't think he's the leader of the genre.
Yeah. So that was exactly my point when bringing this up. I think that he's right as it relates to his age group. I don't know anybody who compares to him, correct? Like, he is the king of R&B, the millennial king of R&B, correct? I mean, would you agree with that?
You also got Chris Brown, you know.
You also
saying?
Got Trey Songz.
You know what I'm saying? Like, them artists, they're ahead of him. Those artists are ahead of him. Definitely. So I couldn't
say
that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, one thing, I never know if people actually believe what they say or if it's just a publicity stunt, because so much comes out nowadays. So I quite often just sit back and Google. I mean, just kind of giggle at it because everybody chimed in, from Dave Chappelle, Charlamagne the God. Like I said, Keith Sweat came from the dead. I remember Kanye West said something about it. Lucy. I mean, everybody was talking about it. So it's definitely good conversation. At least they didn't dog him like they dogged. Was it T.I. who said he was – no, wait. It was somebody else who said they were King of the South or something like that. And everybody kind of jumped in, but they wanted to throw them bows. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted to go – they wanted to fight, literally.
Right. But if you think about it, like, what Jacquees did, it was a really genius marketing move. Like, if you already on that level, and so many people already follow him and do consider him to be a legend, so to speak, in the game. So when you say something like that, it's just going to be another quote unquote trolling effect that everyone will go ahead and just grab on coattail and continue to just make, oh, wow, this guy thinks he's the best. Let me go ahead and see what he has to offer. And it just goes on, and it just go ahead and elevate him to that next level.
Now, when stuff like that comes up in social media, do you guys piggyback on it? Do you complete challenges? How do you incorporate what you do into what's currently trending in order to stay current? Do you guys ever take advantage of stuff like that?
We'll work with some challenges here and there, but you know, I don't really entertain, you know, a lot of things myself. You know, we're very like in our studio kind of group, you know, and our main goal is to, one, you know, make sure that we keep our fans up to date with what's going on, and we're always trying to entertain them more. So every now and then we will do a challenge, but I don't entertain that too much. I didn't really have much of an opinion on it. I laughed at it, if anything, because I thought it was a pretty good move on his end, you know, because he got a lot of people to say something about it, which brought a lot of attention to him at the end of the day.
Marketing.
Right.
Exactly. Which could, in result, possibly have him win the argument. You know what I'm saying? So that was a pretty smart move on his end. I pay attention to a lot of the whys to why people do what they do in the music industry. Like, why did they choose to do this? You know, and then you sit back and realize, like, some of these moves that they make are pretty, pretty ingenious moves.
Yeah, and so this image that you talked about, how do you want your fans to see you, or how do they currently see you? And then how far are you willing to take that image, you know, to create a proper, I won't even say proper, but a PR kind of your position, you know, in order to be competitive. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to go too far, too far right or left.
Right. They see us as some pretty smooth individuals, I'd have to say. You know, if you listen to me rap, I say, you know, there's not many people out there with a flow like I have. And, you know, that's just how I feel personally, you know. And with somebody's, like, you know, with somebody's, like, assertiveness and, like, constant, like, their consistency, I definitely say Freddie B is somebody who tries to stay as consistent as he possibly can. Like, our entire image is to show that we are, you know, we're more than just the negatives. So, like, with that, we come with a smoother style, than others. I feel like we're highly influenced by a lot of old jazz, you know, even classical hip-hop music. But I like to blend it a lot with the new style of music because, you know, I love trap beats. I love, you know, the way things just, the new sound in itself, it blends very well. It's pretty hypnotic, as they call
like,
it.
Like, what I do want my fans to kind of piggyback off of what Alan is saying, I know that we are smooth artists, but I do want us to be looked at as really people that can be role models down the line, someone that can be looked up to as artists that they went about it the right way. They went about it the way that where they're learning and every negative that they took as a learning experience, and they took it to blend what they have going to the top.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Gotcha.
You know,
yeah.
We're more than just artists. We're businessmen too. So, like, I feel like, you know, with that being said, you know, we, even our music is approached in a business mindset. Like, with our words, I feel like I talk about my business all the time on my music because, you know, this is like my precious, you know. I feel like every time I'm in the studio or anything like that, you know, I'm constantly, you know, working to better myself, not only in my actual craft, but with who I am as a person, you know. So I want people to really relate to you, to us more than anything. Instead of just wanting to be like us, I want them to relate.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a policy here. Everybody knows this. I don't make mistakes. I make mistakes. I make memories. But what are some of the things that some mistakes that you made that you were able, of course, to convert? Because, I mean, we learn from everything. But anything that if you had to do it again, you would do different so that you could speak to the young people who are vying to get into this entertainment industry. Do you have any speaking of business, any advice?
Yes. Now, one thing that I can say, and I'm going to pass it over to Merlo, is professional. In whatever environment that you step into, you want to make sure that you are prepared with whatever and anything that you would need to make sure that you are successful in that branch of the industry. I cannot stress that enough.
Mm-hmm. Was there an instance when you weren't professional and then you said, oh, my gosh, I wish I hadn't have done that? Or are you just saying that?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Plenty of times. We're young. Like,
so give
when
us
you're young.
Give us an example. Yeah, so, what'd you do? So,
well, what I did is that we came to a certain station, and the only thing that we had in hand was our music, and we thought that that was enough. During
mm-hmm.
that time, even though we didn't have everything ready, we thought that we were ready. And I got chewed out, Valerie. I can't let you know that enough of how we got chewed out and just, hey, guys, I want you to be successful because I see that you are hungry. I want you to be on the next level. I'm not going to call out no names, but we definitely got set on the right path by that person, and I do appreciate him to this day. He knows who I'm talking about.
Indeed.
So what is it that you neglected to bring to this session or studio?
What did that bring to us? I'd say preparation.
Yeah, he said he only showed up with music. So what is it that he presented this argument and they said that you weren't prepared? So what is it you need to bring to the interview that you did not have with you?
Oh, what is it? What was it, Fred?
It was an EPK, not having a professional biography, and anything else that would have made
a website.
It was a plethora of things. Yes,
it was a plethora
of variety.
Like, we're trying to come here as an independent group, you know. Because, you know, a lot of artists who go through labels, the label takes care of a lot of that behind-the-scenes work. You know, we had to actually go and do that work ourselves, you know, so that people could actually access our music a lot more conveniently, you know what I'm saying? So it did become difficult at first especially with that moment. I'd say another moment, I'd say stay on your toes, especially like performing-wise. You never know what's going to happen. There are times where your mic will get messed up, and that can really throw your whole mood off, but don't let that throw your mood. Don't let it do it, because at the end of the day, you know, if you rehearsed for it, if you took the time, the steps to constantly better your craft performance-wise so that people will enjoy the show, you know, always stay on your toes about whatever could happen. You know, make sure that you know, if this is happening, I'm going to stop the show for a second, make sure that things are correct, then I'm going to start the show again, you know.
Right.
You don't have the time, you know, keep on going. Just keep on trying. If you don't have a good show, don't make it feel like that was your last show. You know, just keep going. Keep going. That's another thing.
Now, I want to say two things because I want to piggyback on what you just said. I just had a conversation with Mr. Dickerson prior to, you know, the show. And I told, we were discussing about how important it is, you know, to really present to the world who you are by way of advertising, marketing, you know, whatever, whether it be print, digital, it doesn't matter. But people need to know who you are, the markets you're targeting, all these things, because before they give you a voice, you need to make sure that they clearly understand who you are, what you stand for, what you represent, and what you came to do. So we had conversations about, you know, how much do you put into this, how much time or resources, money, whatever, do you put into this? And it is unlimited, just as you just said. I mean, you got to know the business. There's a reason why they call this thing show business. Because it's more than just a show. A lot of it, probably 70 to 90% of it, is business. And you got to constantly, you got to be a consummate professional marketer. You know, advertising. You got to stay abreast of everything. You got to be in the know. I mean, constantly keeping up and trying to, you know, stay ahead by way of any kind of innovations, because there's so many levels to this thing and so many different people to address. But having said that, on the other side, I don't watch as many as I used to, but I do remember when I used to binge on reality shows a lot. A lot of what you just said, even though I'm not of music, in the music industry, I knew what you were talking about because I learned a lot from these reality shows. Do you guys watch the shows, or how is it you learn the business? Where do you go?
I read
too. I mean, like, reading is essential. I'm going to go ahead and just shout that out right now. Look, you have to read every single thing.
Did you know that, you know, the average CEO reads almost like 60 books a year? Like, come on.
Yeah.
If you really want to be a boss, you know, you gotta suck it up and read a book. I'm telling you, that's going to help you out.
Are you guys talking articles or, I mean, like books, online books? Can you give us a few names
articles
so people can go to the books?
Articles, books, YouTube is a good friend of yours, you know. if you haven't graduated from YouTube University, for one thing, I know everybody's went to YouTube before. Honestly, a lot of life experiences.
So wait, you know I'm going to clown you for a second right there. So you said read,
yeah,
and then you said YouTube. So,
oh, trust me.
Wait,
trust me. I can't read a book on the
Oh, okay.
I do it all.
So you said just as long as you're learning.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. This is
as long as you're learning, you know. As long as you're learning. You know, I don't know many people that just sit there and read a book on everything they do. But I do spend a lot of time reading, you know. I look at a lot of articles sometimes, you know, from what's the current news in music, like seeing people's mistakes, you know, and I just want to make sure I don't ever put myself in that position, because at the end of the day, I'm human, you know, and I want people to see me as just that. I don't want them to see me as something larger than life, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want you
uh-huh.
to be able to have a conversation with me as a man, instead of having a conversation with me, you know, and feeling like I'm more than what I am, you know, because we're
right.
all equal at the end of the day. So with that being said, like, a lot of our learning not only comes from just, like, reading and preparation, we have mentors, you know, we actually do have moments where we do experiment, and sometimes the experiment blows up in your face, you know, but, you know, you always use those as learning experiences, but always listen to whatever the wisdom, whoever has the most wisdom, I would listen to them more than anything, you know.
Right. Yeah. And I just want to say, because I Google like crazy, I do. I've gotten a master's, possibly a doctorate, YouTube university, because I study. I binge a lot on YouTube and everything. I fact check everything on YouTube and then go find articles to support that. But as you were talking, I Googled books that's related to your industry, and a few popped up. I used to work with the RZA, so, of course, I'm going to, you know, a little biased, talk about the Wu-Tang Manual. Actually, the RZA wrote that. How to Rap is another book that's written by a rapper. A bunch of hip-hop MCs came together and put together a book. Hip-Hop America is another book. Check the Technique, The Big Payback. It says the history of the business of hip-hop. The hip-hop wars also, I mean, you got, like, series and stuff. Hip-hop Evolution was just on the phone with Grandmaster DXT. He was featured in that. But they talk about, you know, things that you do in the entertainment industry and the business. So definitely I want to talk to you more about that, because I think that if you get some little snippets, some little classes and stuff like that, you know, that will definitely help, especially my young audience, who feeds off of, you know, your knowledge and your experiences and stuff like that. So I definitely wanted to throw those books out there because they do need a homework assignment. I always tell people when you listen to my shows, you better bring a pen and paper, because you're going to always leave with something, because I always, you know, hang out with people who are intellectually stimulated. So anything else before we just move into something a little lighter and then wrapped interview, anything else that you want to say that has nothing to do with promotions? Because I want to separate that and ask you about that.
No, we're good. You good?
I'm good.
Fred?
Cool. I'm good.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, Freddie, it's you who has a girlfriend, correct?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, how do you maintain, or can we talk about these young guys who are trying to get in the industry, or even women, because we just recently saw what happened to Cardi B, right? And it wasn't beautiful. It wasn't pretty. When you let, you know, the world in your business, of course, you invite everybody into your bedroom, and sometimes you get a little crowded, and sometimes the wrong people get kicked out. How do you maintain a healthy relationship and this business? Do you have any advice or suggestions for people who are in love and want to stay that way?
Two things. Keep people lots of business and always communicate with your partner.
Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
Boom.
Drop the mic. Yeah. So are you suggesting that you don't put up pictures of the two of you, or that, you know, she travels with you? Well, what are you suggesting specifically?
Well, I'm not hiding my beautiful girlfriend. I'm not hiding her whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But certain
right.
aspects of our life should not be broadcast with the world. Some things that
right.
we should hold sacred between each other. And
if you ever noticed Beyonce, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't tell everybody what happened until after they mended the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Even then, I still wouldn't have did it.
Yeah, I know. Of course, I can see you now.
But do you guys think that they did that again? To me, that was a perfect PR scheme, right? So they flipped it because there were so many stories out. Look at what they did, the whole Lemonade album, you know, and then his follow-up.
Right.
And then the big deals that they made with people like Sprint, you know, where they sold all these downloads and stuff. So they made a lot of money off of his history became his story and her story. Do you know what I mean? So they were able to capitalize on that, and I'm sure it was a painful journey, but yeah.
So my thing is, like, you can't sit up there and compare yourself to anybody's relationship, because everybody's relationship is different, and you got to do what's best for you and
your party. You can't just sit up there and just say, hey, they did it, maybe it'll work for us. And next thing you know, you're throwing your relationship off the deep end, and you don't want to do that. So you want to make sure that you guys are in the right place with each other, within spirit, and make sure that you are on the same page, because sometimes people can be on a different book and you don't understand what someone is talking about. You don't understand anything that they're saying, and it's really because, one, going back to what I just said, you don't communicate. You have to communicate.
You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
That was Merlo.
That was Merlo.
I know.
I'm just wondering,
why are you laughing, Merlo? What's funny? You're back there.
Oh,
you're having a good old time.
It's like listening to, like, a tape recorder. Because Fred, this is like Fred, you know, if you ever asked him that outside of this interview, he would have said the exact same thing. Because it's true, you know. And that's how, you know, that's how he's thriving. And, you know, if you want to thrive, follow those rules. I'm telling you, it's gonna work.
Right. And Freddie, I'm not asking you to write an anthology, you know, as it relates to relationships and nothing like that. But if you knew that Cardi B or what's his name, Offset, was listening to this, what would you say to them regarding what went wrong or where to take it from here? Do you have any love advice for that newly separated, possibly divorced couple?
One, I don't know what went wrong. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth. All I can say is keep people out of business.
Hey, they seem to have had a lot of people in their business, huh? But, I mean, so I want to ask you this then. Since he said that, Al, to you I say, what happens when you almost, when I sit back and I reflect, right? The popularity
mm-hmm.
did come from social media. The popularity came from Cardi B and now Nicki Minaj being so transparent. And it was to their detriment, yes. But it really helped, in a sense, like, sell albums. You know what I'm saying? Increase her rate, increase her Q rating, all these things because she was so transparent. So what are you suggesting, being that I don't think that we're saying that you're in a relationship, but what are you suggesting that people do? Because I feel like you got to play into it just a little bit. You kind of almost got to sell yourself to it, but not really.
Oh, you mean as far as like being in the music and then having a relationship inside of music? So
no, social media. Like, it seems that her lack of her being transparent is what increased and kept her, you know, at the top as it relates to her popularity.
Oh, yeah, definitely that, you know, because, like, she's one of the few people that are just fearless enough to do so, you know. But that doesn't mean that's your only direction, you know. I mean, if you really look at it, you know, I feel like her transparency, it makes it kind of difficult sometimes, you know, to do what she wants to do, you know, because, you know, that's a lot of – you have – not only, like, what's going on in your life crazy, but everybody knows your business. I don't want people to know my business like that all the time. You know, sometimes things are going to happen. People are going to, like, catch you doing something, you know, and they're going to ask a question why. But if you've always been a true person at heart, you don't have to worry about stuff like that, you know. So,
right.
I don't know. I wouldn't approach the thing the same way as they would, you know. I can't relate to them. I don't know who they are, so I really can't speak for anybody at this point.
And actually, that says a lot about you, the two of you. It definitely says a lot about you that you're really concerned about maintaining healthy relationships. It says a lot about what kind of decor and what kind of etiquette, you know, you afford, you know, your fan base. And that's good, because then that way you've created sort of a, via your grassroots promotions, a very organic, you know, following, and some stands and fans that will follow you and have more respect than a lot of the ratchet that we see in the news, you know, today, because they sort of lowered the bar, but it increased the standards, because it just seemed like everybody's got to do it. But I appreciate what you just said. Everybody does not have to do it. You have to find other ways, you know, to address the issues or keep yourself relevant. All right, so let's get into the promotions these last few minutes here. Do you guys, you got your music. Talk to us about your music, where we can find it, and is there any upcoming music in 2019? We're only days from 2019. Wow.
Yes, 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 yes. It's a brand new year. Same me. You already know what it is. Man, check this out. So we do have a single of 35 minutes, Cotton Candy Skies, Tokyo. The list goes on, and you can find all of this at c1records.net. Again, that is C, the number one, records.net. You can find anything that we ever post, including the video for 35 minutes, which we'll be releasing very soon, by the way. Next year, like I said, Valerie, I just don't want everybody to know our business. You're just going to have to stay tuned. Stay tuned to see. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're going to have to look at c1records.net. And I'm telling you, it's coming real soon, right over the horizon.
You didn't say you didn't want everybody to know your business.
Spotify, Apple. We're talking Tidal. We're talking Pandora, SoundCloud. Wherever you want to go get it, you can find it.
I'm trying to tell you, Alvin Lowe, Freddie B, Imagine. Shout out Imagine, my dude. Shout out Peso D and Solo. You know, they're the next up too. Solo and Peso D. Those are the two young boys that definitely got gifts, and I'm really ready for their music to start going out. You know, and then Imagine he's a powerful artist himself. He has an album coming out beginning of next year called Dark Crescent. He's a very woke guy. So if you're looking for somebody intellectual, he's a great artist to listen to, you know, definitely for that crowd. Me and Freddie B, you'll see. We'll just wait and see. I'm gonna keep it with like Freddie B said, y'all. You'll see. Period. You know, just subscribe.
Now, Freddie, when I had a conversation with you prior to the show. I told you I couldn't play music, and I told you I wanted you to do something, the two of you, do something live, whether it be acapella, freestyle, whatever. Can you do that for me at this time? You guys ready?
Of course, Valerie.
Of course. I'll go ahead. Merlo will go ahead and do something.
I'm going to let you go ahead and start off, Merlo.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready? Okay. Let's see. Info I digest. Gotta be a part of the process. Get into the zone with a phone in there, play mode, and I go pro and flow like the world is slow mo. Kick facts like a dojo, the smoke blows. Woman always looking for a ring, fro dope. Honestly, you gotta be somebody that's so dope. Always gotta keep me on my toes like Flojo. Whoa, whoa, I know so that the time is it came. If you're looking for the future, better look into my frames. Hit him with it, hit him with it. Now I'm finna get him with a winner. The pick of the litter better know my name. AB from JV63, head wavy, amazing. Was a play, but how can you play me? How you gonna be cold when I'm cooler than AC? See? Feel the realest all up in the flow. I'm so cool, my breath will make it snow. Chilling to the next episode. Jigging every time I do a show. My vision is 10 million a tour with a crib up in the hills where not everybody can go. Always rocking sneakers before they hit in the stove. Condo on the beach, top flow. No one around is messing with the style. Give me a stack and I'ma make a pile. Give me a meal and I'ma take a mile. Give me rules and you gon' see me wild. I'm living life to make it to the stars. It's more than cash, women and foreign cars. I'm busy trying to build a legacy so I can see my family make it far.
Thank you. I love it. All right, all right, all right. So you said you're gonna let him go first, and then I'm gonna give y'all applause because you're definitely deserving of that. So you're next.
All right. Check me out, Freddie B. Listen, rising up, I'm on my way. I ain't got time for the fate. Love, get your hand off my plate. Want a turn, you can wait for. Dust, I'm leaving out the gate. Pick your little teeth, break. All that gas and ain't no brakes. Want what's mine and mine I'll take. All these pics and can't relate. Ain't no failing on my face. With this dream I'm trying to taste. Stay in your circle, in your place. I got haters watching, best at what they say. Gonna continue to love out this gorgeous day. Buddy be ticking across the road, holding the weight in the fold. I never fold. How to be telling, be listening, but leaving me out in the cold. I could be bold, sending them out of the path. I could have it on the side of the road, stay out my mode. I am already, can't be compared, no silver to gold. Whoa, can't expect the blame or know whatever's in my bag. I got to be in it for me to reload the mag. Trying to make a name to flip the riches from the rags. Ain't no budget limit. We walking and popping tags. Yes.
I appreciate that. Definitely. Of course, my soundbite thing is just spinning. This is crazy. It's so retarded. It's never on point. This is crazy. Let me try it on the other computer.
Bravo.
Definitely.
Bravo.
Me and this board, I tell you. Me and Mrs. Jones. But yeah, so you guys, is this what do you call, you know, you have to teach me a lot of the language. A lot of this is it off the dome, and a lot of it sounded too like conscious rap to me too. And I always listen to the words.
Oh, I love freestyling myself, but I do love consciousness. You know, I feel like, you know, you can't always listen to music that gets you turned. Sometimes you got to listen to something that kind of feeds your brain. You know.
Mhm.
Now, coming from Freddie B, I do like to. I want to make sure that words are a cornerstone for what I like to write. I like to make something that can stick to the listener's ear.
Okay.
That's my main concern.
Gotcha. So you mentioned what's coming out. Do you guys have any scheduled dates? Anything that we should look for in print as well? You in any magazines? Are you
all right,
opening, closing for anybody?
Well, for the actual, for albums going, I'd say Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out January 3rd. January 3rd was his album. And
then,
as for
is he going to do some touring?
Oh, yeah. We definitely have some things that we're working on right now to get some more shows up. So,
okay.
Hey, go to that c1records.net if you want to keep posted with our next shows that are coming up. So, definitely.
All right. So definitely go to the website because that's where you're going to get all of your updates. What about your social media? Can they find you on your pages? And then also I want to ask you guys if you're going to do something with Nate, but I'll let you give your social media out first.
All right. You can follow me at Al Merlot on Facebook or Al_Merlot for Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow Freddie B at Freddie Baby on IG. And if you're trying to follow me on Twitter, it'll be Freddie_5. That's where you can find me. Also, Freddie Baby on Facebook.
For those that don't
now
know
Freddie
how to spell
did.
Al Merlot.
Yeah, and Freddie, don't you spell it a special way, like with two eyes and stuff? Yeah, you guys probably have to.
I do. It's FREDIIBABY. Freddie Baby.
Yeah. Al Merlot. Merlot like the wine. ALMERLOT.
Yeah, you almost got to have a college education to hang out with you guys because you got to know how to spell chosen with numbers. You got to know how to spell Freddie. With extra letters. Yeah, you got to.
Oh, yeah.
You got to.
Stay in school, kids. It helps, I'm telling you.
Definitely. Reading is fun for the mental. Definitely that. Now, I want to ask you, this is the last thing I'll say, and then we'll cut to a break and then bring in Mr. Dickerson so he can spend these last few minutes with us because I'm sure he, as an artist, has questions that maybe me as a consultant coming from the other side didn't know to ask because I want to make sure we get the most out of you while we got your attention. There's a guy, one of my good friends, his name is Eric Thomas. He's a motivational speaker, right? And how he became, I won't say famous because he was already famous in his own right, but popular is because there was a college student, a football player, who worked out to some of his, like, it was a compilation tape. And it it went viral, right? And then now he went from just a couple thousand per show to now he commands 20,000 or more per show. So I wanted to ask you guys, being that you have this connection with the world lightweight champion of the world, do you guys plan on doing anything that he could work out to? And, you know, just like a little video of sort, because you're on the positive side, healthy lifestyle, you know, mental, women's liberation, empowerment, that kind of stuff. Do you guys plan to do anything like that where you, you know, do your memes, your, you know, the positive quotes, you know, videos like I just mentioned, anything like that? I think it would be a good idea if you're not.
I want to make sure that, like I said, we are looked at as role models going forward. I don't want to have any moments in this journey where we stray away from the path and we don't do whatever it takes to get back to it. Like I said, going back what Merlo said in the beginning, we want to make sure that everything that we do as Chosen One Records is something that a feeling in every listener's ear. And going forward, whatever we choose to do, we just want to make sure that we have an impact.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would just maybe some quotes from your some of your songs, some of your lines. Like I was inspired by a couple of lines that you just tuned out. That would be nice if you put that, you know, on your picture and put out these positive, mm-hmm. inspirational quotes that you would, you know, push via your social media. I would definitely repost mm-hmm. those. So if you've got any quotes or anything like that, definitely create a meme for me, and I will definitely share. And, yeah, we could just do, you know, like pick a chosen day. Which day would be chosen one? You know, any day. But pick a day, and we'd be consistent putting out your word. But any final words before we cut the commercial break and bring Mr. Dickerson in?
Yes. We'd like to shout out our parents. Love y'all. Y'all are great. I thank y'all for helping us and helping us move forward and push ourselves to actually do what we wanted to do in life.
I want to go ahead and shout out everyone a part of my camp, Chosen One Records. You guys are amazing. I want to make sure that we continue to do great business going forward in the future. Also, I want to shout out Valerie for bringing us on the air today. Thank you for the opportunity. And I want to shout out anyone else that helps us reach the top.
Mr. Nate, thank you.
Always, cuz.
Yeah. And I want to report that the guy, DJ Beck, over in Australia, he does something very,
shout
very
out.
Interesting, guys. Yeah, I definitely wanted to get you get that interview for you, so I'm glad that worked out. But he, when he's DJing, he plays, he has a big screen in the back, right? And he tours, so it looks sort of like a backdrop of sorts, a projector maybe. And he plays the interviews while he's DJing. It's a really unique, you know, looking thing, kind of a unique concept. You can't hear, but what he tells people is to go to the website, you know, to hear the actual interview. So hopefully you did a video interview, because he does some really unique things with the footage. And it's just really nice how he can manipulate the music and then have, like, you know, waves and stuff, and then you see you talking, and then it goes back to that. But it creates its own little visual art show. It's really, really neat. I like that. So, yeah, definitely, definitely appreciate you for following up on that. Big ups to that. So I guess at this time, hopefully my port is working and I can play this commercial. But, yeah, I want to introduce you to someone. Like I said, he's a former colonel in the military, and he's also an artist who's been on the charts. And I would like for you to say hello, because he's out here doing his thing now, from the military to the music. I don't know if that'll be a catchy little line. But anyway, let's play some commercials, and when we come back, we'll talk.
Media Fury Radio, hosted by Valerie Denise Jones, every Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. One furious hour of breaking news, exclusive interviews, behind-the-scenes first looks, and Hollywood's insane stories from the worlds of film, television, fashion, literature, and social media. Media Fury Radio, fast, furious, relevant media. Visit MediaFuryRadio.com for more details.
All right, guys, don't forget this Friday, the Judge Joe Brown Show. We've got a really, really, really serious matter we need to delve into. We have been solving crimes on the Judge Joe Brown Show. We've been having a good time over there. Last week, we were with Andre Taylor, who is the brother of Shay Taylor, who was recently shot by the police officer. But they actually had a few laws passed since then. So from that mess came a message, and we definitely want you to go over to our social media sites as well as the website and listen to the episode and share it with friends. So at this time, what I'd like to do is go on and open up Mr. Dickerson's line. Welcome, welcome, Mr. Dickerson, to the show. How are you doing? You still
good
hanging
afternoon.
Out with
How
us?
You
there? You good? Hi.
Oh, yes, I'm there. Can you hear me fine?
Yes, I can hear you. You're clear.
Yes.
You are live now with Freddie B and Al Merlot. Let me give you an applause as well. So, Mr. Dickerson, we've got a few minutes with them, maybe 5 or 10 more minutes with them, and just want to know if you had anything that you'd like to say, any questions you'd like to ask, anything you'd like to add to the conversation.
Yes, several things, actually. Well, I was listening to the interview, and the thing that's interesting, the thing that we always must remember as a musician and as artists, this is a business. My historical document or my historical reference, I watched this TV show called Unsung and kind of learned from the mistakes that was made by past musicians so I don't repeat them. And I think another good interesting documentary was the New Edition story, where, you know, you saw Michael Bivins, after they lost all their money through shady deals, begin to take over and take over the business perspective of it all. And from that, we get Boyz II Men and the Michael Bivins story and his success. So it's always important to know the business, because actually records are recorded, but hits are made.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, definitely agree. So, Mr. Dickerson, do you have any questions or conversation for them before we let them go?
I'm just going to give you a story. One thing that happened to me when I first started, I have my own label, because it's hard to get to the major. You got to get the attentions of the major labels. So I put a record out there. Record was doing exceptionally well. DJs was playing it. It was on all the DJ charts. But I wasn't getting any revenue for it, any response, and pretty soon it fell off the charts. So I did my research. I talked to a couple of people in the industry, and the one thing they told me is that if you put a record out there, people got to have a place to get it. They got to find it. If they can't find the record, DJs are not going to play it anymore. So it's always important to have a platform, have your music available for the public so that when they hear it, they're somewhere where they can get it or they can learn about you and get a feel for who you are. So that was the one important lesson that I did learn, to see my name on the charts with all these individuals that I never imagined my name would be on the charts with, and I say, well, where are my millions? It was a disconnect. I had the record, but I didn't have the distribution network in place. And from that, I lost, and I learned. That's the most important thing. I lost, but I learned an important lesson. Always have your distribution network in place.
Definitely. Do you guys have any experiences with that, Freddie and Al, as it relates to, you know, what you're doing? Because I know both of you have experience with A&R and as industry executives. Hello?
Hello?
Are you with us?
I couldn't hear you. Could you say it again, Valerie? Now, I had asked, do you have anything that you'd like to contribute to that conversation? Because I know both of you have experience as industry executives. So do you want to tell our young listening audience anything as it relates to distribution or contracts, anything of that nature, something that would complement what he just said?
Yes. I do want to thank Mr. Dickerson for joining us today. I wish you many successes in the future. Now, what I do want to add in addition to what you just said, with distribution, there always comes trials and tribulations. So you have to know what exactly you're getting into, and you want to make sure that what I'm going back to, reading is essential, especially with contracts. If you're not a trained professional, i.e. a lawyer, you want to make sure that you are reading every single detail of what you're getting yourself into, because things can have loopholes, traps, and things to where you wouldn't be able to make your designated revenue or projected revenue from whatever product you are trying to sell to the public.
Gotcha. And if anybody's listening, who do you want to work with right now? Is there an artist you would love to open for? Or you want to do your own thing? Where's your head right now?
I'm definitely open for J. Cole.
J. Cole, okay. Y'all better open for Jacquez. You know he's the king of R&B. Y'all better not sleep on that.
I'm not going to laugh about
that.
We got confidence.
Yes. There's nothing else. Definitely that. All right. you want to say something? I thought I heard somebody
trying
to cut in.
Yes. I will open up for K-Camp.
Okay. Yeah. Is that the guy?
I can name a lot of
things. Might be.
We just named him.
Is that the guy who things might be? I think that's the song I like. K-Camp, things might be.
K-Camp.
Okay.
Might be.
I think that's who sings it. Yeah, the name of the song is Might Be.
That's
another
DJ,
person.
I can't remember his name, but that's another artist.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Doug. Yeah, my nephew introduced me to him. And he had a couple songs that I liked, but I can't remember the names of them now. But I'm looking at, I told you I Google everything. So I was looking at Money Baby, Comfortable, 100, Blessing, Racks Like This, Acting Up, Good Problems, Marilyn Monroe, Open Your Eyes, Cranberry Juice. Yeah, definitely. Okay, but last but not least, Mr. Dickerson, do you have anything else before I get a final shout out from them? We're about to wrap. We had a good time. Appreciate you guys.
Yes, Shanae, I was listening to the interview earlier, and what I always say is that persistency gets you there, but consistency keeps you there. Once you get there, you got to stay consistently and on top of your craft and on top of your game to continually stay on the top. And that's all I have for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, guys, one more time, if you could please give us your website, your social media, and any final shout-outs before we give you back your Sunday. Sorry I interrupted
it,
but I had to show you some love, so I can show you some love.
Listen, anytime, Valerie, anytime. So if you want to follow me, Freddie B, on IG, you can go to Freddie Baby. That's at Freddie Baby for IG. Twitter, you can go to Freddie_5. And for Facebook, you can go to Freddie Baby or Freddie B. Either one will get you to my Facebook. Freddie spelled Freddii.
All right. Yep. And if you want to follow me, Al Merlo, you can go to Al_Merlo for Instagram and Twitter. Merlo spelled MERLOT. M as in Mary. Okay, and then Al Merlo on Facebook. And then if you want to find all of our artists and ourselves, you can go to c1records.net.
Yeah, c1records.net. That's c1plural.net. Please visit the website and join them on social media, guys. This was great. I had a really, really good time. I appreciate you guys so much. I definitely want to, at this time, before I give this final round of applause, Mr. Dickinson, can you come in and give us your social media and your website?
Of course. First of all, it's Raymond Dickerson, RaymondDickerson.com. That's my website. On my webpage, it got links to my social media, which is Ray Charles Dickerson at Twitter or Instagram, on my Facebook, which is Command and Control Music. But if you just go to my website, or you can Google me, Raymond Dickerson's Command and Control, and I will populate the page. So whichever way you choose, whichever way is easier for you, take advantage of it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thank again to Nate Campbell for the intro. And, guys, I will do whatever I can to further support you. And I definitely want to see you win, and I'm definitely very happy with what you said today. Gosh, I learned a lot. I wrote a few things down, and I'm going to continue doing what I can to support you. So big ups to the family and to the girlfriend, definitely. I hope and pray that I get invited to the wedding if it hasn't happened already. I definitely want to, you know, what y'all do, the electric slide? No. What y'all do? What do millennials do at their reception?
Oh, we still
y'all
doing an electric slide. Don't get it.
Oh,
quick,
you do? Oh, okay.
I'm trying to
I know, you know, I'm dirty 30s. I didn't know if that's what, you know, what the 20-year-olds do. But all right. I know I saw it in the movie. I saw, what's that one, Morris Chestnut and all the one we're in when he got married and they, Tay Diggs was
brother,
trying to hide the book.
Best man?
The best man. Yeah. Remember they were doing the slide? That's what I was thinking of. And I was like, nah, that's too old for them. They don't do that.
Look, we're not out of touch.
Come on
okay.
now. Come on now.
We some old souls that you're talking to.
I just want an invitation now. Yeah, give me a reason to get my hair done.
You'll get it.
Yes, guys. I love you guys to life. I appreciate you so much. Thank you, you know, to the fam for allowing you to get out for a few minutes. I know this is family day. This is the sixth day or something. This day you're supposed to rest. But you worked, and I appreciate you, definitely. I appreciate everybody else who's listening, 929-477-1167, 929-477-1167. We were in the building with the one and only Freddie B. and L. Merlo. Please check them out. Check them out at c1records.net, not .com.net, guys. Be a blessing because you are. All right. Thank you so much to Mr. Dickerson. You guys have a great rest of the day. Love you to life. See you on the other side.
Let me bid you good night.